Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon. We're here at Arcanum. I have Jerry Byram here helping me out. How are you doing today, Jerry?
All right.
Yep, there you go.
I guess if it'd help if I...
Well, you're doing some helping there, so you didn't have your microphone down. But yeah. So the Indians are going to play the Arcanum Trojans. And let me see here. Where did I have their... it's on this one here. Arcanum comes in at 10-4. They lost, I think that would have been Friday, to Tri-County North 3-2. They won their three games before that. They have lost to Versailles 8-0. Trying to look at mutual foes here. They beat Marion Local 5-0. St. Henry beat them 5-1. They beat Mississinewa 12-1. And let's see, we would have played Rushi, but Rushi beat them 3-2. We didn't get our games in on Saturday. And I believe those are the only mutual games we have. They beat Franklin Monroe. We'll play them in a week or two. And they beat them 6-3. So they're 10-4. And our Indians have taken their warm-ups. And they're in field, and it looks like we're going to have the coaches meeting with the umpires here in a minute, and then it'll be followed by the national anthem, so we have a little bit here. Let's just run through the MAC standings here. Do you want to do that, Jerry? You want me to do that?
I can.
Okay. Yep.
Coldwater is 13-4, 6-0 in the MAC. Delphus is 11-6 overall, 6-1 in the MAC. St. Henry... 12-4, 5-2 in the MAC. Versailles 9-7, and 4-3 in the MAC. New Bremen 8-6, 3-3 in the MAC. We are 8-7 overall, and 3-4 in the MAC. And so Marion is also 3-4 in the MAC, and 8-6-1 overall.
Minster. Yeah, they had a game that was called by darkness.
Well, Minster is 3-6 and 3-4 in the MAC. Parkway is 2-14. And 1-6 in the MAC. New Knoxville 2-11 and 0-7 in the MAC.
Yep. So looks like they're pretty close to being done out there at home plate. I'll just wait a little bit here. But so you know, our last few games here, we have we've lost three in a row here. Our last game we lost at Minster, scored four runs in the top of the seventh, and came up just a little short of a win there, 7-5. And then on Tuesday we lost at Coldwater 7-0. And then before that we lost at home against Lincoln View 4-0. We've had some pretty good games, and we had a 5 or 6, 7 game winning streak. Maybe I can't remember what that was, but we did pretty well there. And now we've slowed down a little bit, but we, you know, against Coldwater, we got some wood on the ball, even though we're using metal, I guess, putting the bat on the ball. But we couldn't out hit them, and a lot of ours weren't falling. And then at Minster, until that last inning, we were hitting the ball decent, but we just couldn't get them to drop in there. So, you know, it just if we can get things to drop in there, we can do okay. This is usually a pretty good test for us here. Arcanum generally has a very nice program. We wouldn't meet them in the tournament for a long, long time. So we haven't. We'd have to get very deep, and we've never gotten deep enough, or them getting deep enough for us to play in the tournament.
Yeah.
But I think they usually do extremely well around here. It looks like the umpires and coaches have ended their discussion, so we'll pause now for the national anthem. Be back in just a few minutes.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School, and Indians will be facing Bryson Sharp, a right-handed pitcher. Let's check and see his...
He's a junior,
yes. So we'll see how he does. We don't have a lot of their stats. We don't know about any... I'm assuming that they do Tuesday, and their schedule makes it look like Tuesday and Thursday league games, so we're not going to get their ace, but if they're like they have been in the past, their second, third, fourth pitchers are pretty decent, so we'll see how it goes for our Indians here today, and it's going to be a very similar lineup to what we've had for a while. Troy, Landon, Kale, Marcus, Kendrick, Wyatt, Riggs, Brock, and looks like Bo is going to be designated hitting for Alex. So Troy's going to come up. Going to face the right-hander. First one's a little low. And Troy has been very good at getting on base for our Indians. A lot of steals. He and Landon are, I think, each in the top five in steals in the area. So we'll see how this goes.
Nope.
Swings on the third pitch.
And that's going to go foul.
Yep. Let's see if I can. I can't read the the scoreboard without my glasses on. So two balls and a strike here.
Yeah.
It's just we're looking through a little bit of an angle of the fence, so makes it a little tougher. That one's low in the dirt. 3 balls and a strike. This is going to have to be a good pitch for Troy to take a swing. And Ooh. that's Swing, that one was down low also. That fooled him a little bit. So Sharp gets his sign. Three balls, two strikes. The first batter here, Troy Holman. Called a timeout. About the time the pitcher was ready to give her a toss. So he's out. He's back in now. Troy steps back in. Sharp looks in. That one's out. Bottom end of the strike zone, called strike. One up, one down for our Indians.
Got him looking.
Yep. I'm going to say we're going to put that in the memory bank. If he's calling that low strike all day, we probably want to throw a few there. So Landon will be our batter now. No outs.
Or one out.
Yeah, excuse me. One out, nobody on. That's what I was trying to say. Wyatt, Ben will be pitching for us. So, well, I can't see what he called that one.
Oh, that was a strike.
Okay.
Oh, that's hit.
That's fly ball.
The center field.
Right center.
And he got it.
Caught for out number two. So two up, two down for our Indians. That'll bring Cale Rammel to the plate. He's been putting the bat on the ball very well the last several games. Some of them are dropping in, some of them aren't, but he's found his stroke back after two or three or four years off. So it'll be Marcus will be on deck. That one's popped up very, very high over toward our dugout. And it's caught.
Third baseman.
That's out number three. So three up, three down for our Indians. And we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Arcanum. I'm here with Jerry Byram. He's doing double duty today, bus driver and broadcaster. So we appreciate it a whole bunch. And the Arcanum Trojans will bring Dan Albright, Bryson Sharp, Jackson Christ, Carson Techmeyer, Aiden. I'm going to have to look up his pronunciation here.
Ooh, I'm not even going to try that.
Well, I got the phonetic version, and it isn't what it says on the paper. So Pazowski is how it is, and it is spelled P-S-Z-U-L-K-O-S-K-I, Pazowski. So that one I wouldn't have gotten in a million years. So Dan Albright, it's like if you're looking at Coach K's name and try to get Krzyzewski out of that, you can't. So you need to know what they want to say. Dan Albright, your first batter, first ball, first pitch is a ball. That one's a little outside. Wyatt Ben on the mound for the Indians.
1-1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
you missed a pitch.
Okay. Yep. Wyatt, it's a swing. Yep. Back up the middle, past Wyatt.
Oh. Alex got it. And,
he got it over there in time, and it did not hang in Kendrick's glove. So the Trojans, with their first man on, I think we're going to have to give somebody an error, but I don't know who, and I don't really care. They're not going to pay much attention to our book at all. So Bryson Sharp, the pitcher, now at the plate. Jackson Christ on deck.
Start.
Oop, that one's in the dirt.
In the dirt. That's low, ball one. It's one ball, no strikes, runner at first. And we're getting, as you can tell from the noise, we're getting a little wind today.
But the sun is out.
Yes, the sun is out. It's a nice day to be here.
Heads up.
Fouled back behind us, out of play. We have some Arcanum fans around us. I'm counting on them to protect us if one pops up over here. They don't look like chickens. They don't look like they'd run away from us.
Oh,
runner's
going. And
throw is down there in time. And they got him.
Got him. All right. Good
yep.
job, Mr. Post.
From nice where people were standing, marks. I couldn't see the...
the warm-up batter's right in front of me.
Yeah, well, I couldn't see the base, but it looked like it was going to be a good one, and it was, so there's one out now. That one's high. Three balls and a strike is what the scoreboard says. I was thinking it was 3-2, but... I'm pretty sure the umpire's right, although he's not running the scoreboard, I guess. Yeah. So 3-1. And that one is a walk. One out walk. Puts Sharp on first. Jackson Christ will be your batter now. Carson Techmeyer will be on deck. One on, one out. Bottom of the first inning. Indians went out 1-2-3 in their half. Fly ball, that drops in there for a base hit. We had at least a semi-decent chance of catching the runner because he had to wait to see if it was going to drop. But he got to second in plenty of time, so a one-out single puts Sharp at second, Christ at first. Carson Techmeyer will be your batter, the designated hitter. Aiden Pozalski on deck. That one's popped up right side.
Right. And
that's caught. And the runners will stay. So that's two outs now. Nice play by Riggs and was ready to throw, hoping somebody would go because I think he would have cut him down at third if he'd have tried to get there.
I mean, he left a little bit, but he didn't go very far.
Yeah, yeah. Aiden Pozalski. At the plate now, two outs, runners at first and second.
This is a fairly young team. I think I only see like
Thompson,
two or three seniors.
Yep.
Mostly juniors and sophomores. And that's a little high.
Up in the above the strike zone. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, runners at first and second for the Trojans here in the bottom of inning number one. Pozalski at the plate.
And
that one's just above the strike zone. Two balls, no strikes. Wyatt Benn on the mound for the Indians. He looks in. Looks back at the runner at second. Goes to the plate. And that one's way up. Three balls, no strikes. Needs to get that ball down.
Yes, he does.
He's been doing okay, but he needs to do better, although he's one of those pitchers that once he gets past the first inning, he's usually just tough as nails.
Oh, there we go.
That one's a strike. Caught that outside corner, it looked like. We're off to the third base side, so we can't get exactly down the middle type of things, but it looked like it was just on the outside edge. Wyatt has a sign, comes to the plate. Swung on, fouled, out of play down the right field line. So three balls, two strikes. Wyatt battles back from a 3-0 count. He's has him at a full count now. Two straight strikes to him. Looks in, glances back at the runner at second. Comes to the plate. That one's high, and that'll walk the bases full.
Load him up.
Sharp goes to third. Christ goes to second. Pozalski goes to first on the walk, and that will bring
Caden Thompson
to the plate.
Sophomore.
He's the third baseman. That one's down in the dirt. And nice block by Marcus to keep that one in front of him. We do not need a pass ball right here.
No.
We could, if we just get a pretty decent little...
Coach is coming out to talk to Wyatt.
Yep, make sure we get everything right here, calm him down a little bit. As we mentioned, he generally, and a lot of our pitchers seem to have a little trouble in the first inning, and maybe only for the first two or three batters throwing strikes, and then they seem to settle down for the entire rest of the game. We need to do that before we give up some runs here. So he's just going out, having a little talk with everybody and making sure we know what's going on, and maybe reminding everybody there's two outs. You can go to any base to get that third out.
Yes.
So first pitch was a ball, set down in the dirt, and a great stop by Marcus. Thompson at the plate. Wyatt comes to the plate. That one's a strike.
Strike, yes.
I think they were taken all the way just to see if he was going to be able to throw a strike here. So because that looked like a pretty decent pitch, like he might want to hit that. But so Wyatt looks back in. 1-1 count. Just a little outside, I believe.
Because
it wasn't low, because he called a strike against us a little lower than that. So had to have been outside. Two balls and a strike. Thompson, the third baseman, hits one. Alex plays it very nicely over to Landon for the easy out at second. So the Indians get out of it without a run from the Trojans. So we've played an inning, and we have no score.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're going to the top of inning number two. Indians went out 1-2-3 in their half of the first. No score. And the Arcanum Trojans left the bases loaded in their half. So we got by without any runs from them, but we need to work on our keeping them off the bases.
Yes.
So the Indians will come up with Marcus Garkey, Kendrick Wendell, and Wyatt Benn will be the first three batters for our Indians, and hopefully first three of several. We need to get some runs here. We've been not scoring well recently, except for that top of the seventh inning at Minster last week. So first pitch is, I believe that was a ball.
Yep. That's a strike.
That was a strike.
Yeah,
looked like it might have been right down the middle.
He brought it up a little bit.
Yep. So 1-1 to Marcus Garkey, the catcher for the Indians. That's ball two, 2-1. To Marcus Senior. He hits one. That's going to drop.
And that's going to drop.
Going to hit
yes.
right about a foot behind second base. I guess you might call that a little blooper out there. The shortstop or second baseman could not get to it. So leadoff man on for our Indians here in the bottom, or excuse me, top of the second inning. That'll bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. So Marcus keeps his bat good and warm. He's, even when we weren't scoring runs, he was hitting the ball the last three or four or five games, hitting the ball very, very well. His eye is really good. Kendrick here. He showed a bunt, and Marcus was not really heading for second, but got way off the bat base, and catcher throws down there, and he dives back. If he'd have been just a slight bit slower, he might have gotten tagged out.
Yeah.
That was about a quarter of a second difference there. So Kendrick with one ball, no strikes, and he bunts
to the fence,
but hits the top of the backstop. So got a little under that one, I think. Bryson Sharp, your pitcher for the Trojans. Kendrick with the ball and a strike on him. Marcus at first, right now on the bag, a little bit of a lead. Sharp looks to the plate, gets his sign. Kendrick showing bunt, throws over. Marcus back standing up easily. He was only off three steps, maybe.
Yeah.
They're just trying to keep him close, but if they do that a couple of times, maybe one of them will roll to the fence and Marcus can stroll down to second.
That'd be nice.
So he's showing a bunt again, and the ball thrown, catcher throws over to first. Marcus diving back, plenty of time, but if the throw had been a lot better, it could have been close, but I believe he'd have still gotten back. So looks like two balls and a strike, and Kendrick continues to show bunt, and Marcus is off base a little bit. That one's down the middle for a strike. Yeah, I'm not sure he was showing bunt, but I'm not sure why he didn't put one down there.
2-2 count.
That was a pretty good ball for a bunt. Sharp, and Kendrick fouls that one back. It was high. I thought he missed it. Then I saw he barely got it, and it went flying back to the screen. So two balls, two strikes. Kendrick swings, pops it up right side. Pitcher going over, right fielder going over, and it drops foul.
Wow. That had to be close.
I can't really see the line, but it was.
No, I can't. Yeah, once it hits the grass there, I can't see it.
Yep. So count stays 2-2. Kendrick steps back in. He won't be bunting. And Marcus, a little bit of a lead at first. Nobody out. First man on with a single here for the Indians in the top of the second. Sharp.
Oh, got it.
Swing and a miss by Kendrick. That's one out now. And that'll bring the pitcher, Wyatt Vinn, to the plate. Trying to keep my microphone from getting in the wind, but that's not easy. I turned my head so I can't see what's going on. So Wyatt Vinn, your batter, Riggs Toby on deck. One out, one on. That was inside pitch. Almost got away from the catcher. Marcus goes back to first. So
yeah,
one ball, no strikes.
You did a good job of stopping it.
Yep. I think if I remember looking there, their catcher is a sophomore. But I could be wrong on that. Jaden Christ. Jackson Christ. Oh, he's a junior. Sorry. Swing and probably foul tip into the catcher's glove. It says a ball and two balls and a strike, but I don't think that's correct. So Wyatt ready at the plate. That one's popped up, coming right at us. Catcher comes over, has it. Nice play. So that's two outs now. And that'll bring Riggs Toby to the plate. So after our first runner got on, Marcus Garkey got on with a bloop single. Kendrick struck out. Wyatt popped out to the catcher. Riggs Toby, your batter. Brock Dews on deck. Sharp comes to the plate. That one's inside a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Sharp to the plate again. That one's a strike. Ball and a strike to Riggs. Again, Marcus Garkey at first, remains at first after a leadoff single. Next two batters out for the Indians. That one was
outside.
A ball.
Yeah.
Two balls and a strike. So Riggs being patient here, looking for his pitch to see if he can drive one into a gap or something. He's been off and on this year. That one's popped up. Shallow left field. Left fielder comes in, has it for the third out. So the Indians get a runner on to lead off the inning and leave him at first base. So we played an inning and a half. It's still 0-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology lift chairs and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. So let our experienced customer service representative help choose a lift chair recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're going to the bottom of the second with the Indians and Trojans tied at zero. Indians first inning went out 1-2-3. Trojans brought six batters to the plate, left the bases loaded, could not score. In the bottom of the first, Indians put our first runner on base in the top of the second, and three straight outs then. So since Marcus was on first base, it took him a little bit to get his catching gear on. He's ready. He's taking a couple of pitches from Wyatt, and this will be the third one. That's going down. So it'll bring Nate Kessler to the plate, a junior, and then Tyler Huber, senior, Ian Baker on in the hole. So Kessler, the second baseman, he'll step in, start off the bottom of the second for the Arcanum Trojans. Again, bottom of the second, 0-0. It's a little high. One ball, no strikes. Wyatt looks in, gets his sign, comes to the plate. That one's a strike. Nice pitch by Wyatt again. He's had several, but he's had a couple of stray pitches, too, that just didn't do what he wanted. That one's low. Two balls and a strike. Marcus with the sign. Wyatt comes to the plate. That's a nice one.
Yes.
Two balls, two strikes. So far, Kessler has taken every pitch. Two of them balls, two of them strikes.
Oh.
Took that one. That one was high. He was looking to swing, but it was up above his eyes, I'd say, about the bill of his helmet. And that one's fouled back to the screen. So three balls, two strikes. Full count to the first batter here in the bottom of the second inning for Arcanum. That one is a called strike. So that Wyatt fooled him with three of them. He took three strikes out of the seven or eight pitches. He took three of them. So that'll bring Tyler Huber, the left fielder, to the plate. That one's a little high. He's a senior.
Strike.
Ball and a strike. Ian Baker, senior right fielder on deck. That one's a little outside. Not a bad pitch. Two balls and a strike. Again, the left fielder, Tyler Huber, at the plate. That one's low. 3-1. Wyatt needing to get strikes here. to the plate. That one's low in the dirt. And that's a one-out walk for Huber. That'll bring Ian Baker to the plate. Leadoff batter, Dan Albright on deck. So Wyatt, first pitch, gets past the first baseman. Alex plays it way over by third base. No throw. So we have two on here. Huber goes to second. Baker goes to first on an infield single. In the top of the order, Dan Albright will be your batter now. His first time up, he got on an error. A good throw, I thought, by Alex, and it did not stick in Kendrick's glove, showing a
bunt,
and then the runner at second was way down toward third base, and Mr. Garkey decided he would just run him back instead of try to get the pickle. So a bad throw could have been a disaster for our Indians. So
oh yeah,
one out, first and second, showing bunt again. So two balls, no strikes to top of the order, Dan Albright. Pitcher Bryson Sharp on deck.
And that's
that one's fouled off right side. Everybody running over there, but I don't know if it got out of play or if they just didn't have time to catch up to it.
I think they ran out of real estate, as they say.
But Kendrick was heading over. Landon was flying over from second base.
Well, Landon's playing a little this way because Kendrick's playing in.
Yeah.
So if he's got to cover first, he can.
Yeah, and they're showing bunt here. So two balls and a strike. Gets the bunt down. White comes off the mound. Has it over to Landon covering first, but it does move the runners, just what they were trying to do. So with two outs now, Huber is at third. Ian Baker is at second. And there's two outs now. And Bryson Sharp, the pitcher, come to the plate. Jackson Crist, the catcher, on deck. First pitch to him.
High.
A little high. One ball, no strikes. Two outs. Runners at second and third now after the sacrifice bunt. Wyatt looks in, glances over at third. That one might have been a little inside. Two balls, no strikes. Wyatt looks in, gets a sign. That one's way high. That one's too high. So three balls, no strikes. So he's a pitch away from loading the bases. We don't want to do that. We'd like to get this out here.
I bet he won't swing at this.
Sharp at the plate.
Oh, shoot.
That one is low.
And here comes Coach Ike.
That's the bases full. Coach Ike is going to come out. And he has Jack Irvin with him, I believe. That might be it for Wyatt.
Wyatt just doesn't have it today.
Nope.
And it happens.
Yeah, and those guys have done exactly the same thing the other way around. When Jackson didn't have it, Wyatt would come in and help him out. So that's the nice thing about what we've seen so far this year. If our starting pitcher doesn't have it, the next guy seems to always come in and do a very good job. So we need to get one more out here, but we're going to take a little break here while Jack Irvin warms up. So we'll be back right after this from Wayne Street Market.
Do you have a graduation party coming up? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious beef, barbecue pork, or shredded chicken. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays, fruit, vegetables, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you'll need for your graduation party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians are still tied at 0-0, bottom of the second, but for the second inning in a row, the Arcanum Trojans have the bases full. Indians got out of it in the first inning, but Wyatt, he just threw four straight balls to their pitcher, and Coach Ike decided he was just going to change because, like we were talking earlier, we'll have pitchers that will struggle early, and then they'll get their feet under them and get going. That just didn't happen for Wyatt. He got just kind of got in a little trouble there. So, again, Indians have fought it off a little bit here, and so far we've held them scoreless. There's two outs. And we have Christ, the catcher, at the plate. One ball, no strikes. So Jackson looks in. Comes to the plate.
Yeah.
That's a strike. Called strike. So left-handed batting Christ. A ball and a strike to him. Bases full of Trojans. Indians trying to get one more out to get out of this again and get our bats going. High outside. Two balls and a strike. Jackson Christ steps back in. Carson Techmeyer on deck. That one is
popped up
right side. And Landon calls off Kendrick, takes it behind first base. So the Indians get out of a little bit of a jam here in the second inning. Again, two innings in a row, the Trojans leave the bases full. So we've played 2-0-0. Back in a minute.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where the Indians and the Trojans are tied at 0-0 after two complete. Going to the top of the third, the Indians are going to be looking at facing Bryson Sharp again. We went 1-2-3 in the first inning, got a runner on first in the second inning, but couldn't move him. So we haven't done much against Sharp, and the Trojans have left the bases loaded in each of the first two innings. So we'll have Brock Dews, Bo Tin, then back to the order with Troy Homan facing Sharp again for the third inning. That one's strike. Called strike. Brock will step back in. Sharp looks in. Working quickly here. He'll come to the plate. That one is looked like maybe a little outside. Ball on a strike. Brock ready. Sharp ready. nods for the pitch. Throw a slow curve. That one's popped up very high. Second baseman goes to the edge of the infield. One out. So one up, one down for the Indians here in the top of the third. That'll bring Bo Tin to the plate. Troy Homan on deck. One out. Bo Tin steps in now to face Bryson Sharp. Sharp, the right-hander, comes to the plate. Low. One ball, no strikes. Bo's ready. That one's a little outside. Or was it?
Did he nope. Oh, yeah, okay. It was outside. 2-0 count.
Okay. Couldn't tell what his signal was there. So that one is outside again. Three balls, no strikes. So Sharp with a little, starting with a little control problem here in the third inning. He's been pretty sharp so far. That one was called strike. I thought that might be a little high, but Bo was going to be taking that pitch on a 3-0 count. That one's down in the dirt. That one actually hit the plate and bounced way up on the high on the backstop screen. So Bo Tin with a one-out walk. He's at first base. Top of our order, Troy Boy comes to the plate. Troy Homan struck out in his first time up in the first inning to lead the game off. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Bo Tin at first with a short lead.
Left-handed batter.
Yep, yeah. Right side of the box.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. That one's first pitch is a ball. Sharp looks in, gets a sign. That one's high. Two balls, no strikes.
Strikes, let's go.
Bo Tin at first base. The catcher's going to go out and talk to the pitcher a little bit. Come on, buddy, you got it, Harry says.
Yeah.
Pats him on the glove, pats him on the butt, comes back to the behind home plate. It's two balls, no strikes. Troy Homan is not afraid to take a walk. Bo Tin at first, little lead, glances over, comes to the plate. That one was a little outside, it looks like. So three balls, no strikes.
And we probably won't take too much of a lead because they've been throwing down to first a lot.
Yeah. And Bo is not a base stealer.
Yeah.
He is much more conservative, so that one was a called strike there. Troy was taken all the way. Three balls and a strike. Sharp throws over to first. Bo was two steps off and dives back, but I think that was only because he wanted to make his mom have to wash his uniform the day before. We do have a game at home against Versailles tomorrow. Troy with
pops one up field.
Shallow left. Ooh, fought it off. I guess the wind moved that one a little bit because he settled and then he kind of had to stab at it. So that's two outs now. That'll bring Landon Post to the plate.
Although I think they're calling for rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Mostly
like
in the morning, then scattered in the afternoon. So if we can avoid those scattered, we'll be okay.
Because I mowed today, so I could go tomorrow. Or just in case it rains.
Yep. That one's a called strike. I think Landon might have been taking no matter what the pitch was going to be just because Sharp had struggled this inning. Landon's ready now. That one's a called strike, too. He's catching that outside corner. So Bo Tin stays at first base after a one-out walk. We have two outs now. And Landon is at the plate. And that one called strike three.
Oh, Landon didn't like that.
Nope.
I thought that was a little high and outside.
I thought so too, but you can't be doing, especially when you have two strikes on you. So
he
got a called strike looking. We leave a runner on again, and we go to the bottom of the third inning with the score tied 0-0.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH Earth Metal Parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH Earth Metal Blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where we're tied 0-0 going to the bottom of the third inning. And Jerry, they're going to bring Carson Techmeyer, then Aiden Pozowski, and Caden Thompson to the plate for the Trojans. And Jack Irvin is still on the mound for the Indians after relieving Wyatt at the with two outs there in the second inning.
Yeah.
So Techmeyer, designated hitter for the Arcanum Trojans.
That one's a little outside, so it's 2-0.
Two balls and no strikes. Jack looks in. Swing and a foul back to the screen. Caught a little bit of it. Two balls and a strike now. Jackson looks in, gets a sign. First batter here in the bottom of the third inning. That one fouled back off the umpire's chest protector, I believe. Somebody got a thump.
I heard a thump.
But wasn't a ping, so it wasn't their mask, so that's okay. Masks sometimes can hurt, too. It pushes that mask back onto your face.
Got him looking.
Called strike on that outside corner. So one up, one down for the Trojans. Aiden Pozowski, the first baseman, coming to the plate. Caden Thompson on deck. Jackson looks in, gets his sign. That one's a called strike. No balls and a strike here. So far, Jackson has been throwing very well with coming in relief. Only pitched three batters, but so that's a swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Trying to keep my microphone away from the wind because it's driving me nuts. It's probably driving everybody crazy. And there's another called strike. He's fooling them right now. So I think that with us sitting off the side, it's hard to tell, but I believe that ball is coming inside on a right-handed batter and coming curving right across the plate. So two up, two down. That is Caden Thompson at the plate, their third baseman. First one, ball, takes it for a ball. Jack comes to the plate, swung on, popped up, shallow right. Landon goes back, outruns his hat, and has it for out number three. So we finally got him 1-2-3 here, and that's the end of three. And we're tied at zero. Be back right after this.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We go to the top of the fourth inning, scoreless. The Indians finally slowed down the Arcanum Trojans in that third inning. Arcanum loaded the bases in the first and second inning, but could not get anybody in. Indians have, I believe we've had one base runner. Marcus singled leading off the second, and haven't had a hit since then or before. Hadn't had a base runner. So Cale Rammel is going to start it off for the Indians, and I feel runs here. Cale at the plate, takes first one, ball, one ball, no strikes. He's going to be followed by Marcus Garkey and then Kendrick Wendell, as usual. That one's up in the strike zone, one ball, one strike. Cale, I think with Sharp's problems last inning, he might be waiting for pitch. That one, did that hit him? Nope.
No, I don't think so. It was close.
He jumped like he might have gotten hit. So that was inside. Two balls and a strike. So Cale's back in the box. That one's bottom of the strike zone. So two balls, two strikes. So he's been putting the bat on the ball very well the last few games. And that one's, he puts it in the hole right between short and third. So leadoff single for Cale Rammel. Here we go, boys. Let's get some runs here. We have Marcus Garkey, who is our only base runner so far. He blooped one that hit about a foot behind second base that second baseman and shortstop had no chance to get to. So nobody out. Leadoff man at first.
We need a little more than a bloop this time.
Yep. Yeah, because they'll just step on the bag. And force. So that one's low outside, just about in the dirt. One ball, no strikes to Marcus here. Again, nobody out here for the Indians. Top of the fourth inning, looking to get some runs here. Break this scoreless tie. Shows a bunt. And that one is... they call it a strike, but Cale took off for second, and they got him by a little bit. So we now have one out and nobody on. I like the aggressiveness, but it didn't work that time. Took a really good throw, and the catcher delivered that really good throw.
Yep.
So Sharp looks back in, ball and a strike. Now it's hit, played. Oh, nice one hop. Barehanded grab by Coach Eink down there at third base. He went about 10 or 15 feet to snag that on the one hop. That was a pretty nice play. So Marcus will step back in, a ball and two strikes now. That's a swing. I thought he missed it, but he fouled it back to the screen. I didn't even hear it tick anything, but it went on back to the screen. So the count remains a ball and two strikes. Sharp looks in, gets his sign. Marcus swings, puts one right side. Right fielder comes in about 20 feet out in the outfield. Two away now. That'll bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Base is empty now after Cale got caught stealing. So Kendrick, then Wyatt. Unless Jack bats for him, I can't tell.
And that's out of play.
Way back behind us.
Yeah.
Again, we're kind of counting on these Arcanum fans nearest to bail us out if we need it. So we have no balls and a strike to Kendrick. Kendrick ready. Sharp comes to the plate. That one's a little inside. 1-1. Two outs, bases empty. Indians had a runner on, caught stealing. That one reaches out and fouls that one back. Ball, two strikes. Bryson Sharp, your pitcher for the Arcanum Trojans. Yep, and that is Jack Irvin on deck. Two balls, two strikes. Kendrick in there. He reaches out and puts one right over second base into center field. So a two-out single puts Kendrick at first.
We can have a two-out rally.
Yeah, and that'll bring Jackson to the plate. One of his last several at-bats, he had a home run.
Well, with that wind, the way the wind's blowing, he could.
Yep. So I believe it is at our back, and it would be blowing to left field, but and he can hit the ball, so we'll see what we do here. Jackson.
Oh, that's in the dirt.
That one. The catcher made a nice stop on that one. So ball, no strikes.
335 to the left field.
Hit it about 340. How about that?
Yeah. Maybe 45. Make sure it clears the fence.
Yeah. Oops. Down in the dirt in front of the plate. Off the catcher's mask, and Kendrick will easily get to second base, standing up with no throw. And Jackson will step back in. Two balls, no strikes. Waiting for Sharp to throw him a strike that he can drive somewhere. I can't remember where he hit that home run. Was that South Adams? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
A lot of times he gets pinch hit for, but he's in here batting today, and he's back in there. Three balls, no strikes now. Sharp glances back at Kendrick. That one is outside, so a two-out walk puts Kendrick at second, Jackson at first, Riggs Toby coming to the plate with Brock Dews on deck. I still think we're going to get us a run here, Jerry, or two or three.
I hope so.
Two-out rally.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep. And I do like the aggressiveness of Cale trying to steal, even though he ended up being an out, and that would have loaded the bases and maybe even gotten a run in, but didn't work. So Riggs takes the first one, a strike. First and second, two outs, Riggs at the plate. No balls and a strike.
Ooh, that
one plunks
him.
That was a slow, slow, slow curve. And that one didn't hurt, I don't think, unless it caught a bone. But that loads the bases. That puts Kendrick at third. Jack Irvin at second. Riggs Toby at first. And
news.
And Coach Randy Baker is going to go out, talk to the pitcher. Infield's going to come in. They'll chit-chat. Our runners are going to go over and talk to Coach Eink in the third base coach's box and just kind of talk it over. It might be one of those like we were doing, just calm down a little bit and just remember you can go to any base if it comes to you. So see what they come up with here. The base umpire is out there a little bit. He's kind of looking at him like he's about ready to go up and say, cut her out here, boys. But we'll see what's going on. But I don't blame the coach for the home plate umpires are going to come out. As soon as he started walking out there, they broke it up. A lot of times they just take all the time they possibly can just to slow the game down a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. That is baseball. That's one of the things you do to kind of keep everybody calm. So Brock's going to step in. Two-out rally going here. Bases loaded for the Indians. Brock, then Bo.
All right. Come on, Brock.
Ooh, that one's low. We will take a walk-in run.
Yeah, a walk-in run.
I'd really like to see Brock hit a spot in between everybody. That one's in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher. So Bryson Sharp still having a little trouble here. No balls, two strikes to Brock. Bases full, two outs. Top of the fourth. That one caught the outside corner. Two balls and a strike. I think Brock was the sign was to take till he throws a strike. So now should be kind of whatever Brock feels like he can do here with this pitch. Yep. That one's low. 3-1. So they're one pitch away from walking in a run. So far, no runs in the game. We're in the top of the fourth inning. 0-0 is the score. And Indians now have bases full. Brock Deuce, three balls and a strike. And he hits one. It just fouled on the first baseline. Out of the reach of the first baseman who was trying pretty hard to get it. But if that would have stayed fair, I don't think he could have gotten it. I think it was kind of squeaking over his head. So three balls, two strikes. Catcher goes out to talk to the pitcher. Here's the pitch I want you to throw, is what he's saying. Yeah. And pitcher says, yep, let's do that one. So Brock says, yep, I'll take that one, and I'll put it in the left field. Let's see what happens here. Brock Deuce, full count, two outs, bases loaded. And Jackson Irvin was 10 steps toward third base. Yeah. The pitcher was kind of still standing there. He was ready to go on the pitch, which is a good idea, but the pitch didn't come. He's almost to third base now. That one's fouled back, and Kendrick was coming in.
Way to compete. I like it.
So Kendrick was probably, if anything had gone fair, he would have been at home plate before anything could happen. All the runners are going. Oh, called strike on that outside corner. And the Indians leave the bases loaded. So that's out number three. We've gone 3.5 going to the bottom of the fourth. We are tied 0-0. And Arcanum coming to bat.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where the Indians and the Trojans are tied at zero each. And we're at the bottom of the fourth, and it'll be 7, 8, and 9 for the Trojans. Nate Kessler, Tyler Huber, and Ian Baker will be facing Jackson Irvin for the Indians, and he's pitched pretty well since he came in. Got two strikeouts the last inning, ended the rally for him in the second inning, and so right now still 0-0. Nate Kessler, the junior second baseman, right-handed batter. That one is apparently a little outside.
Yeah.
One ball, no strikes. Jackson looks in, gets his sign. A little low. Two balls, no strikes. So, Jackson, you need to get back where you were last inning, throwing nothing but strikes. Jack looks in. That one's a strike, top of the strike zone. Nice pitch. Two balls and a strike. Base is empty. First batter here in the home half of the fourth. Another nice, I think they call that one right down the pike.
Yeah.
That evens the count at two balls, two strikes. Kessler steps back in. Jack looks in, nods for the pitch. That one is a little hopper to Landon at second. Kendrick with a nice stretch. That's one up, one down.
Ah, good. We had a nice day yesterday. I took them to the Tin Caps game.
Oh.
They got to talk to Nick, but he didn't pitch.
That's great. Oh, man, that's awesome. And I know a whole bunch of people are going to go up there. It'd be nice if you was a starting pitcher so you'd know what days you want to go there. But
yeah.
But it is such a great thing that he is doing that. And he isn't out west somewhere or way down south. He is an hour's drive away. That is tremendous. First pitch, a strike. This one is hit deep into center field.
And it goes over Troy's head.
Troy misjudged that one, and he's heading for third.
He might even... Nope, they're going to hold him at third.
Yeah, he didn't want to go once Alex got the ball in his hand. So a one-out triple for Tyler Huber. And that puts him at third base with one out. Ian Baker, now your batter. And he'll be followed by the top of the order.
Yep, Dan Albright.
Jack looks in, gets a sign. Runner at third now. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes. That one's
a little high.
A little high again.
About the same place.
Yep. Two balls, no strikes. Baker steps back in with one out. Runner at third. That one's about the same place again. Three balls, no strikes. Jack needing to throw a strike here. This guy will probably be taken. Never know, but I'd say he'll probably take since just kind of wait and see. And that one is a little low and outside, so that is a one-out walk. Puts him on the corners for the top of the order. Albright, the center fielder. And Coach Eink is going to come out, and he'll talk with Jack and probably maybe more with the infield as to what they're going to do. Are we going to, if we get a double play ball or if we get something in the infield, are we going to let that runner score? If it comes to here, we're going to the plate or holding him. Do we want to load the bases if they hit it in the infield? They're just going over the options and what each guy is supposed to do if it gets to him. So, we'll see how this all turns out here, but Coach Eink is heading back to the dugout now. Jackson's ready to go. We have one out, have runners on first and third, leadoff triple, and then a walk. And then the top of the order, Dan Albright, is going to be your batter, followed by Bryson Sharp, the pitcher. So one out, first and third. Jack Irvin on the mound, looks into Marcus Garkey. Swung on, popped up over our heads. Their pitcher was rooting for that to hit us in the head, wasn't he? Okay, so no balls and a strike to Albright. That one's outside. Marcus reaches way out to grab that one. We did not want that one getting past him.
Now, Marcus is going to have to be a wall here.
Yes, a real wide one. And that one, he was about as wide as you can get. Left-handed ball on his left hand, or the glove on his left hand. And
that one
came way right. Hit. That's a bloop into right field. One run will score. And that will put him on the corners again. And it is now 1-0 in favor of the Arcanum Trojans here in the home half of the fourth inning.
Just went over Landon's head.
Yep.
He's got a pretty high jump, but that was Just out of his reach.
He's, what, 6'1", or something like that. Decent size, but just couldn't get there. Bryson Sharp, the pitcher, now comes to the plate with a chance to help himself a little bit more. They lead 1-0 now here in the home half of the fourth. Jason Christ on deck. Sharp waits for the pitch. That one's a strike. No balls and a strike to Sharp. Jackson looks in. Glances over at first. That one looks like it might have been a little outside. Ball and a strike. Again, one run in here for the Arcanum Trojans. Lead off triple by Tyler, one out triple by Tyler Huber, and he scored on the bloop single by Baker. Sharp back in the batter's box. Jackson back on the mound. One ball, one strike. Runners first and third with one away. Swing and a miss. A ball and two strikes now. We want to get this batter without putting the ball in play. We don't want to have to decide if we're going to try to stop that guy from scoring from third. Jackson looks in. One ball, two strikes to the pitcher Bryson Sharp.
And he calls time.
Yep,
he steps out.
Everybody resets. Baker goes back to third. Albright back to first. Jackson has his sign. Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. All right.
That was big.
Yep.
So that's two outs now. And that'll bring Jackson Christ to the plate. Carson Techmeyer on deck. Two outs now. Runners still at the corners. One run in here in the bottom of the fourth for the Arcanum Trojans. Jackson glances over at first, looks in for his sign. Christ at the plate, left-handed batter. That one's a little high. One ball, no strikes for Christ. Jackson Irvin on the mound, glances over to first. He'll come to the plate. That one's a strike down the middle. One and one. One ball, one strike to Christ. Jack Irvin, your pitcher. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. We need to strike this guy out, or at least whatever he does, we need to get an out. I'm okay with something in the infield or a pop-up somewhere, but we can get out of here with just one run scored. That will be pretty good.
Jackson. And the runner is...
They were begging Marcus to throw to him so the runner from third could take off. And Marcus just kind of walked, kind of testing it there. That one's high. Three balls, two strikes. Full count. Runners now at second and third. Two outs. Christ at the plate. Jackson with a payoff pitch. That one's hit.
Foul.
Just foul down the first baseline. Whew. That was a hard hit ball shot. About a five hopper by the time it got to first base and still kept on going. That one was hit, but fortunately it was foul. Fair, Kendrick might have been able to get over there to it. So payoff pitch again. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third for the Trojans. That one is low and outside, so that is a walk that loads the bases. So we have Christ at first now with the walk, Albright at second, Baker at third, two Trojans out, Techmeyer at the plate, Pazowski on deck.
That one's in the dirt.
So ball one, Techmeyer at the plate, Jackson looks in. Let's get the runner, guys. Get the batter, I mean. That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Let's go, Jack. Two balls, no strikes. Bases full. One run in already for the Trojans. We do not want another one.
No.
That one gets past the catcher down in the dirt, and another run will score. Baker will come in, and it is now 2-0 in favor of the Trojans, and each of the other runners all moves up, Albright to third, and Chris to second. Techmeyer at the plate with a 3-0 count now. So in jeopardy of walking another guy. Pazowski on deck. Techmeyer at the plate. And that one is a little low and outside. And that's another walk here.
And
not going
like
well. And looks like
coach is going to make a change.
Yep. And I can't see who we have there.
I think Brock's coming in, maybe. Or no, Alex.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
And go, yeah.
Need to go here. Inning number four. Two outs. Bases full. First one, a ball. So it is Pazowski at the plate with Thompson on deck. That's a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Pazowski at the plate. Three runners on, two runs in for the Trojans. It's another called strike. Alex looking to try to give him stopped here. Alex looks in, gets his call, goes to the plate. That one's blooped right to
Landon.
He kind of, he didn't have to move. He just leaned a little bit. We'll see if we can take a break here. We were trying to do that before, but we'll try to take a break here. Be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Nice complex they have here. They have the concession stand, restrooms in between the boys' baseball and the girls' softball diamond. We play plenty of baseball and basketball here, and they treat us very, very nice. Abby Moore is just, and everybody that's been before her, they treat us like we own the place. So we do appreciate what they do to help us out. Got us a table, a couple of chairs out here. Put us right beside a power outlet. So we're living pretty high, aren't we, Jerry?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yep. So first one, I believe, was a ball. Took it for a ball.
Second one.
Down low. Two balls, no strikes. Bryson Sharp still pitching for the Trojans, doing a pretty good job here holding the Indians scoreless. That one down in the bottom right-hand corner of the strike zone. So two balls and a strike now. That one's about as far outside and low as you can get for a strike. That one must have been just a little outside. Three balls and a strike now.
Come on, Bo.
Yeah, again, we're sitting off to the side, so we can't see whether we think it's across the plate. That one's low. So that is a leadoff walk for Bo 10. We come to the top of the order with Troy Boyholman.
Didn't he walk last inning?
maybe?
Yes. Yep. Yep. So he's and he's 0-0, but he's two times on base.
Yeah, I don't care how you get on.
Just me either.
So you get on.
Yes, sir.
So
time for Troy to start hitting.
Yeah, we're due.
Past due. We're past due for that. I mean, we just need to get something going here. We did get some free runs at Minster, but we haven't scored many runs in the last three or four games.
No.
There's a bunt down to third base. Third baseman up, has it over to first in time, but that moves Bo over to second base. Troy with a sacrifice, and that's one away now. Landon, your batter now. Kale on deck. Landon flew out to center field and struck out so far. And Kale Rammel is on deck. He had a single his last time up, got caught stealing. So Landon at the plate. One out. That one's inside. One ball, no strikes. Landon's back in the box. Sharp looks in. That's hit between first and second. That's going to get through there. Landon is there. Come up with the ball. Bo
is down
wisely stays at third. He gets to third on the hit and it's kind of daring him to throw it over there. So Landon with a single. That puts him on the corners for Kale Rammel. Let's have him get another hit here.
And I like watching Landon on the bases because he messes with a pitcher like you've never seen.
Yes, yeah, he's a, let's call him a rascal.
Yeah.
he likes to make that pitcher think. He'll be jumping around out there and he'll look like he's sprinting to second base, go about three steps and stop and just anything he can do to distract him. And he's heading for second now. That's fouled back. Out of play, out into the driveway, and Landon will go back to first base. So I believe that's a ball and a strike. Sharp comes back to the mound. Bo at third base. Landon at first. We have one out. Kale Rammel, then Marcus Garkey. We need to get runs out of this part of the lineup here. I'd like to see us get ahead after this, but I'll settle for getting
even
a run right now. That one gets past him.
We're going to get it.
And we are going to get that run. Bo comes in standing up. Landon takes a big turn at second after heading to second base, and he stays there. So it is 2-1 now. So that was a gift. We appreciate that, Mr. Sharp, but I'm pretty sure he didn't mean to give that to us.
Yeah, I doubt that was on purpose.
No, pretty sure it wasn't. So Kale will step back in. I believe it's two balls and a strike now. Scoreboard says 1-1. That's one ball, two strike. No, he's not. Here, he got it straightened out. Two balls and a strike.
Well,
Kale, ready to go. Oh, puts one back. Second baseman, he'll come up with it over to first in time. But Landon moves to third where he can score on a pass ball again. That's two outs.
And I imagine he'll be jumping around a lot now.
Yes. Because that pitcher will be looking right at him.
Yeah.
So Marcus, your batter, Kendrick on deck. Thinking.
All we need is a little blooper here,
yes,
and we
yeah.
can tie this up.
Marcus has been really putting the bat on the ball. He's done. He's been a bright spot in our batting order the last several games when we just haven't scored and haven't had those balls drop in there. Oh, very! That was a 20-mile-an-hour curveball, and he was way out ahead of that.
He kind of, I think he overstretched for that
one. Yep, he might have even twisted his back a little bit. No balls, two strikes to him. That one was, it wouldn't have broken a glass, wouldn't have broken an egg if it had hit it. That one's a little outside. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner at third, tying run at third, we'll call it. And Marcus, then Kendrick, we need a run right here. That one's low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Marcus, ready? He timed that one up, but right back at the pitcher who got it on a one hop. And the first baseman almost pulled his foot, but got back down there. So that is three outs, but we get a run. So it's 2-1 going to the bottom of inning number five. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again, introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman, Gut Health and Food 101, on Thursday, May 12th at 6 p.m. Learn how to make a gut happy with probiotics, food enzymes, and optimal food. Food tasting will be $2.50 for kids and $5 for adults. Registration is required by calling 419-375-2092 or call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where Indians came up with a run there in the top of the fifth and now are behind 2-1. And for the Arcanum Trojans, they'll bring Caden Thompson, Nate Kessler, and Tyler Huber to the plate against Alex Dews. And we'll see how the Indians can fare here. They've left runner after runner after runner on base, the Trojans have. We need to keep them from getting anybody on base now. That's because the law of averages means they're going to get some if we keep. I think they've had the bases loaded in three out of the four innings, and they've only scored two, and those are both in the last inning in the bottom of the fourth. So bottom of the fifth. Thompson swinging a miss on the first pitch. Alex Dews on the mound for the Indians now. Our third pitcher, we haven't had to do that very often. That was in the fourth inning. Nice shot right down the middle. No balls, two strikes. Taken for strike two by Thompson. He'll look out to Alex. Alex comes to the plate. That's popped up in the infield. Alex coming over. Has it?
Got it.
As a shortstop, he would probably make a good play, and he did. One up, one down for the Trojans. And Nate Kessler, the second baseman, will be the batter now.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore. I think we're going to see some big things out of him.
Alex is. His pitching is pretty good right now. In a couple more years, is going to be really good. And his play at shortstop is just unreal. First pitch called strike. That one's a little high. Ball and strike to Kessler. So Alex looks in again. That one inside gets away from the catcher. Nobody on base, so nobody cares. The on deck Huber will run over and grab that one. Two balls and a strike. Alex to Kessler. That one's popped up right side, way out of play. Kessler back in the batter's box. Alex back on the mound. Looks in. That one's check swing foul toward the Trojans' dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Indians down 2-1 here in the home half of the fifth inning. Indians scored in the top of the fifth inning on a lost ball by the catcher. Pass ball, we'll call it. Don't know if it was a wild pitch or pass ball. But, so that one is a strikeout. And we have two outs, two up, two down for the Trojans here. And it'll be Tyler Huber now your batter. Ian and Baker on deck.
That hit some there. I heard it hit, might have hit off the.
Yeah, so.
Well, we got JV's up 1-0 in the top of the fourth.
Ooh, good, 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 good. Who are they playing, do we know?
Arcanum.
Oh, okay. That's good what we're doing. A lot of times we don't match up on non-league games. That one's popped up right side. Kendrick back has it. A little behind first base. That's three away, yeah. So the
Varsity's
Trojans go 0-3 for the – or three up, three down for the first time this inning.
Varsity softball is 1-0 in the bottom of the second, and they're all playing right. Arcanum.
All right. So that's good, good, good for our Indians. Let's see if we can come back here in the top of the sixth and score some runs. Be back after this.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Looks like we're going to be facing a new pitcher, Caden Thompson. He was the shortstop. We'll have to look and see if Sharp went there, how that all worked out. So,
looks like it.
But, yeah, so Thompson, let me find him here. He is a junior, also right-handed.
Oh, nope, he did not. That's
okay.
Shortstop is Caleb Burke.
Okay. So Kendrick will face him first, then Jackson Irvin. Kendrick inside out swing, puts it foul over the third base dugout.
That's first base dugout.
That's what I meant to say.
I know.
I get turned around. That's what the dyslexia will do for you. Same thing again. The what I thought was the third base dugout. Fouled over the first base, stuck out over toward the concession stand.
Luckily, the kid was still over there getting the first one.
Yep. Hope it didn't bonk him in the head.
No, I saw him running for it.
That's good. We don't want a kid doing a good deed and get hit in the head. Wouldn't be so good. Kendrick back in.
And
Kendrick steps out.
Yeah, he kind of was taking a little while, so Kendrick stepped out.
Yep. The ball's
smart.
Two strikes to Kendrick. And so Kendrick back in the box. That one's high. Ball and two strikes to Kendrick. No, nobody would have known that it wasn't over the third base dugout.
There's a blooper to,
two hopper.
Second base.
Second baseman had it. I was hoping for a funny hop there, and he did not get a funny hop. So pretty easy play for the second baseman. So that's the first out for the Indians, one away, and
Wyatt Benn.
Oh, Wyatt Benn will be coming back in to bat. Wyatt's had some very good. There's one that just looked like that was going to drop in there, and that was just kind of faded right to the second baseman. He's had some pretty good swings that have resulted in good things, but that one did not. So now we get Riggs.
Yep.
I believe. Yep, yep, it's Riggs. And Brock on deck. Base is empty. That's way high and way outside. So the second baseman's made two plays here on Indians' first two batters. Thompson, that one's low. Two balls, no strikes, two outs with Riggs batting, Brock on deck, one's called strike. I think Riggs was taken to see if he was going to ever throw a strike there. And he got a good one there.
That one's in the dirt.
That one's down in the dirt. That'll bring the count to 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs, bases empty. Indians trying to get something going here. Top of the 6th inning. That one's low.
All right.
Ball 4, and Riggs takes a 2-out walk.
Tying run right there.
Yep. Brock Deuce will come to the plate. He has popped out. Excuse me. Popped out to the second baseman and struck out so far. Brock, then Bo. We want to get to Bo because Bo's been on every yeah. time up. 2 walks, but that's base runners. We need to get something going here. Riggs at first. First pitch low and outside. No balls and a strike to Brock Deuce. He'll step back in. Indians down to run here in the top. Swing and a miss. And Riggs is heading down. And they say they got him. I thought he got there in time, but they call him out. So that is out number 3. So 3 up, 3 down the hard way for the Indians. So pitcher or the catcher with a pretty good arm there, and he got it right where he needed to. So we've gone through 5.5, going to the bottom of the 6th. It is Arcanum 2, Indians 1.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and 2 Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
I made a little stop at the Fort Recovery Dairy on the way down. I got a milkshake. That got me a little energy. I didn't get a chance to have lunch today, so that was my lunch.
Actually, Ashley texted me, and she got me one of them recovery cups. So I got one of them in the freezer when I get home.
All right. First pitch to Baker from Alex is a called strike. Again, the score 2-1, Arcanum, bottom of the 6th inning. That one's down in the dirt, a ball and a strike. Ian Baker, the number 9 hole. Followed by the top of the order, Albright. Ball on the strike. Alex looks in, gets his sign, gives a head shake. That's, outside. I thought that was across the plate. It was up and down. It was definitely in the strike zone. A little outside. Alex comes 2-1, or 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for 2-2. First batter here for the Trojans in the home half of the 6th. They lead 2-1.
Then we're going to be this, Dan Albright. That's top of the order, isn't it?
Yep. So, Alex, you're...
Got him swinging.
2-2, got him on a swing and miss. So, one up, one down. Top of the order coming to the plate now. Bryson Sharp on deck. 1 out, bases empty. Bottom of 6, Alex with the sidearm. That one's a little off. One ball, no strikes. Alex upon the rubber, comes to the plate, low, two balls, no strikes. Come on, Alex, bear down here. Got to throw strikes. Looks in, get his sign. That one's hit. That one gets in there, gets past the right fielder. He's heading for second, standing up, and he's going to stay right there. So Albright with a one-out double puts him at second base. And that'll bring Bryson Sharp, the starting pitcher, to the plate. Jackson Crist, the catcher on deck. Runner at second, one out. Indians needing to stop this. Don't want to give up any more runs. That one's a first pitch strike on the outside corner. No balls and a strike to Sharp. Alex glances back at second. That's a swing and a foul ball back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Sharp at the plate. Crist on deck for the Trojans. They lead by a run here in the home half of the sixth. Alex Dews looking to shut them down here. That one's strike in the bottom edge of the strike zone. Two outs now. He has been calling that low pitch. So that one worked in our favor. They bring Chris to the plate. Techmeyer on deck. Runner still at second. Left-handed batter Chris at the plate. Catcher. That one is a strike.
Yes.
On inside corner.
Way to get ahead.
Same place as the last one, but he's a left-handed batter, so the inside corner for him. No balls and a strike. Alex has thrown about five great pitches in a row here. He looks back at the runner at second. Albright. That one's a called strike. No balls, two strikes. I don't think he's going to play around with this, and I think he's just going to throw right down the middle and a little outside. So a ball and two strikes. That's, I think, out of his last eight pitches, six of them have been great strike pitches. And that one was almost a sucker pitch where he almost would have wanted to go after it. That's hit foul down the first baseline. This one was the first baseline. I got that right this time, Jerry. So count remains a ball and two strikes. Albright still out at second base. Alex gets a sign. Little glance back. He steps off the rubber. He looked back. And finally stepped off to chase the runner back. So one ball, two strikes, and that one is foul down the right field line. Runner will go back to second base. Two outs. One ball, two strike count remains. Crist, your batter. Techmeyer on deck if they get that far. Alex looks in. That one's fouled back to the screen. Count remains again. One ball, two strikes. And the on-deck batter will toss a ball into Alex. And then chase down the foul back to the screen. Crist steps back in. Alex looks in. One ball, two strikes. Alex glances back at Albright back on second base. He goes back to the base. Alex will look in again. Marcus gives him the sign. That's a swing and a miss.
All right.
And they're saying he might have dropped it, so he's just going to throw it on to first base. So that's three away. They leave a runner on second after he got a one-out double. So we've played six. Going to the top of the seventh, last chance for our Indians. Need to score here. We're down 1-0. Back in just a minute.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Going to the top of the seventh, it is 8-9-1 for the Indians, and hopefully 2-3-4-5-6 and some more. Indians down one run. Brock Deuce will step in. Bo 10 on deck. And we need a run to stay even. Two to take the lead. Brock Deuce, third baseman for the Indians, steps in. Thompson pitching now for the Arcanum Trojans. First pitch, a swing and a miss for Brock. Brock's back in. Thompson's back on the mound, ready to go. That one is outside corner. No balls, two strikes. Taken second strike. Brock back in. That one's down in the dirt. Takes it. Caden Thompson on the mound for the Trojans. Ball and two strikes. Swing and a miss. One up, one down for the Indians here. Down to our last two outs.
Yep, I got a JV baseball won 1-0, and softball lost 11-0.
Okay, Bo 10 is going to step in, followed by the top of the order, Troy Homan. Bo's been on with a walk his first two times up. That one's high for ball one. Bo steps back in. Thompson comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Good swing.
Yeah.
Didn't make any contact. Ball and a strike. Let's go, Bo. Get on for the top of the order. That one's called strike on the outside corner. So one ball, two strikes. Bo's ready. Thompson comes to the plate. Bo swings and misses. So two strikeouts for Thompson here in the top of the seventh. Indians down to their last out, yep. But it's the top of the order. Troy and Landon. So Troy has struck out, flied out, and did a sacrifice bunt, I believe.
Yes. He's due.
He is definitely due. And he has a pretty good eye. That one's a strike down in the bottom of the strike zone. He has called that pretty much all day. There haven't been a lot of those, but I think there's been five or six of them in that spot, and it is a strike today. That one also is a strike. Troy has not swung the bat yet. No balls, two strikes. Hope this isn't our last pitch. Popped up. Shallow center, shortstop going out. Nope. Center fielder coming in.
Got it.
Makes the play. And that is out number three. So the Indians go down in order in the top of the seventh. And the game final score, Arcanum 2, Indians 1. We'll be back right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, Black Raspberry Lemon Cheesecake, Peanut Butter Cup, or S'mores. Bring your family by the tin cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where the Indians go down to defeat 2-1. And for the Indians, I believe our pitchers had 5 strikeouts, I believe. But it started off with, I've forgotten who our starting pitcher was here. Wyatt Benn, sorry. And then he had some trouble finding the strike zone. He had a couple times when he did pretty well. Then Jackson Irvin came in, and then Alex came in. So I think we had 5 strikeouts, and they had 3 hits. Indians had 2 hits and struck out 4 times. There were a number of walks with each team, and some things that just didn't go right for the Indians. The Arcanum Trojans had the bases loaded 3 different times without scoring, I believe. And they did get 2 runs in the 4th inning, and that was the total of theirs. Indians got a run in the 5th on a passed ball, and Bo Tin came in from third base after a walk. He had walked twice already. So, again, Indians go down to defeat here at Arcanum, and the score was 2-1. And so tomorrow we'll be back here, or not here, we'll be back at home hosting Versailles, and then Thursday will be at New Bremen. Those are the only games scheduled this week, but they may be putting, it's getting late in the season, we may be putting some rained out games, some postponed games later this week. So stay tuned and make sure you're going to get to the games if we have some. And want to thank my buddy and the bus driver, Jerry Byram, for helping out quite a bit again today. He's done that several times for us, and that's a lot of big help for us. So let's just look at the MAC real quick. At least the top half. Coldwater 6-0, 6 wins, no losses. Delphi St. John's 6 wins and 1 loss. St. Henry 5 wins, 2 losses. Versailles 4 wins, 3 losses. New Bremen 3-3, and Fort Recovery, Marion Local, Minster, Parkway, New Knoxville losing records in the MAC. Indians now go to 8-8 overall, and I believe that is our 4th loss in a row, and 5th out of the last 6 games after a 5-game winning streak. So we're going the wrong way right now. We were getting the bat on the ball for a while. Today we didn't do well with that. We had some, but most of them were kind of blooped. We're not making great contact, so we need to get that stepped up and get things going the right way. Hopefully, tomorrow against Versailles coming in at 9-7 overall and 4-3 in the MAC. We want to try to get something going against them and see if we can turn our boat around here, and you know, we're not going to win the league, but we can definitely get ourselves a much better seed. So I want to thank everybody for listening, especially want to thank Jerry Byram for driving the guys here and helping me out, and Abby Moore here, the athletic director here at Arcanum, for helping us out. They treat us very, very well here, and we appreciate that a lot. So for Jerry and myself, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, and good luck, Indians, tomorrow.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of